the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Y'all know my name's Bobby Golden. We've been doing this probably for about 2 years now, and you might have heard the podcast with Corteva or Case IH that were uploaded recently that Darren and Angus showcased our platinum sponsors for the row course. And we feel like that's inherently important because these platinum sponsors allow us to give y'all everything y'all get at the row crop short course 100% for free. So today who we have with us is we have Tim Latch with Koch Agronomic Services. How you doing, Tim?
Doing fine, Bobby. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Oh, anytime. We'd love you to come on and talk about your portfolio, and we do truly appreciate Koch being a platinum sponsor for the last several years at the Row Crop Short Course. Again, we feel like with what we get through the door, we could not put on the show we do without y'all's support. So thank you very much for that.
You bet. We're proud to be a sponsor. You know, at Koch, we focus on innovation. We're a science-based company, and our goal is to deliver enhanced efficiency fertilizer solutions to help growers boost their yield potential, minimize their environmental impact, and so we think, you know, that mission is a great fit for your short course, for sure.
Certainly, I believe it is, and I believe within the fertilizer industry, all those things you just talked about are where we need to be going in the future. Now, long-standing tradition has been in the Mid-South to use some sort of MBPT source on your urea, and for many, many years, Agritane, a product in your stable, was the gold standard for that. I know y'all've got some new stuff out recently, so what's the 2020 offerings, and where are we at with new products from Koch Agronomic Services?
Well, we're very excited to have received registration in January on what I think will become the platinum standard for urease inhibitors. That is our product, Anvol. When you hear that, think of anti-volatilization. It is a next-generation product, new chemistry, patented chemistry only available from Koch. And it its advantage is that it lasts about 30% longer than NBPT, so it buys you a longer window of protection as you're waiting for that incorporating rainfall event to happen. And it's also a molecule that's designed to be more durable in acidic soils and acidic fertilizer blends. Comes in a concentrated formulation that allows for a lower use rate at 1.5 quarts per ton on urea. So we think, you know, in the combination of performance and improved handling, that this will become the top-tier product in the urease inhibitor space.
I know you've done a lot of testing. I know you talked about it being a longer duration. How many days are we talking about?
Well, that's always the trickiest question to answer, because the number of days of protection depends on a lot of different factors, all of which affect the rate of urea hydrolysis and the degree of volatilization loss that you experience. And so depending upon the conditions, whether you're applying earlier in the season when soil temperatures are cool, or you're applying later in the season when you got higher air temperatures, whether you're applying to moist or dry soil, et cetera, that number of days will always vary. But the one thing that we know for sure is that regardless of the number of days, we're going to get 30% longer lasting protection with Anvil than we would with NBPT alone.
That's great. Now, we're talking a lot about urea. A significant portion of our corn growers here and our cotton growers use UAN on their crops. So this product would be labeled to go in UAN as well?
Yes, that's right. Anvil is also labeled for use in UAN, and it has a great fit when you're doing surface application of UAN, or if you're in a scenario where you're side dressing and maybe you're in a sticky clay or a wet sand and you aren't getting that slot closed completely. You know, we see in the literature relatively high volatilization losses in scenarios like that, so it would have a good fit there as well. But when we're talking about UAN, our most exciting product in that space, we believe, is the product that we received registration on back in July of 2018, and that is Centuro, which is the first EPA pesticide registered nitrification inhibitor in over 40 years. Brand new chemistry, again, patented and only available through Koch. Very, very effective agronomically, and this Centuro formulation has just amazing handling benefits, you know, when compared to some of the other competitors in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's great. We need more products in line to deal with nitrification, denitrification reactions, especially in our soils down here in the Mid-South that stay warm and get warm relatively quickly. And we have, you know, 63 inches of rain a year normally. This year we had 63 inches of rain before June. So when we're talking about denitrification potential, especially in our corn and upland rice systems here, it's pretty prevalent.
We've done extensive amount of work with Centuro over the past 5 years in different states and working with both anhydrous ammonia and UAN. And what we're finding through our research and development folks is that the active ingredient in Centuro is called pronitridine, and this is unique chemistry in that it functions as a competitive inhibitor to the ammonia monooxygenase enzyme. So it inhibits nitrification, and it holds your nitrogen in the ammonium form three times longer than you would see with an untreated source. And so you're just lengthening out that window of protection to hopefully, you know, start nitrifying that ammonium to nitrate and getting it into the plant at a time that coincides with the maximum uptake by the plant.
I know that you've done an extensive amount of research. Has most of that research been in corn, rice? Assuming with Centuro, it's been mostly corn. Where are we at with that?
That's right. With Centuro, we've been mostly focused on corn, but for the 2020 growing season, we're throwing a little bit bigger net and looking at some additional crops. But as we went through registration, we were certainly focused on corn. But now that we've got the product into the market, we're looking at expanding that range of crops. It's certainly labeled for a broad range of crops, but we don't have an extensive amount of data in some of the crops behind corn.
Great. Well, you got anything else, Tim, that you would like to talk about today? Because we're getting close to the allotted time for this podcast. We appreciate your sponsorship and appreciate you sitting down with us to talk today. So is there any last words that you'd like to add about these products or something super secret that you want to break to the public right now?
Well, the one thing I would probably add is that you may be aware that we made a significant investment in our Enid nitrogen manufacturing plant to enable us to really ramp up Super U production. And if you're not familiar with Super U, it is a finished urea fertilizer that features integrated dual active ingredients. So it has both a nitrification inhibitor and a urease inhibitor, protects you against all three forms of loss. And we think this product has a really good agronomic fit in furrow irrigated rice systems. So we have started testing that in 2019. Hope to have some data in hand here quickly over the winter to illustrate the benefits of that product. But where you've got wetting and drying environments and you're potentially subject to denitrification losses, Super U is going to be a great product for that cropping system.
All right, Tim. And if any guys want to get a hold of you, learn more about these products, I know most people in the Mid-South have Cullen Mentors contact, but if we want to talk to Tim Latch, how do we get a hold of you?
Sure. Feel free to call me anytime. My phone number is 217-260-3577, or you can reach me at timothy.lotch@cokeind.com.
All right, guys. If y'all want more information about Anvil, Centuro, or the Super U products, y'all just give Tim a call, and he'd be glad to talk you through it. Tim, again, we thank Koch for being a platinum-level sponsor, and we thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you, Bobby.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.